This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hajj 2018. A totally unexpected and unplanned trip to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. And the amount of stories and the amount of lessons that we learn is just endless. But I want to share one story that really resonated with me from Hajj this year. So alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi, we went and we were able to go to Mina, complete all our, you know, manasik of Hajj. And now we're waiting for the last 3 days of Jamarat. And I recall it was Sheikh Shadi, I believe. And he came to our tent and he was talking to us about how to know if a person is like, you know, of Allah, you know, a person with Allah. How do you follow a person and know that this person is a good person? And I remember he said two qualities, a person being upright or the uprightness of him. And the second thing was his servitude. And the word stuck with me, subhanAllah. We finished our days in Mina and we took our buses, went to Medina and visited the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very beautiful. Medina was pretty empty the first night we arrived, so we were able to really enjoy it. And the days went by, second, third day, and then now it was almost the last day and we're leaving in the morning. And subhanAllah, you know, once you're done with the manasik, you find yourself getting a little bit distracted, like, oh, I have to get gifts for my family and for my kids and whatnot. And I found this like kind of a hardness in my heart. And I was like, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I shouldn't be here shopping. I should be in, you know, the masjid near Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I felt a little bit disappointed with myself. So I quickly went back to the hotel, you know, got a clean garment on. And I was like, this is it. This is the night. I'm going to spend all night in the Rawdah, inshallah, make dua and, you know, and just be near Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I get there and my heart is still feeling this hardness. Like I can't even tear up and I just couldn't understand why. And if you've ever been to Medina, you'll see that women who are in wheelchairs, once they come to a certain area, they can't actually access or go inside the masjid unless they have another woman to push them. And so I'm walking in and I hear this elder lady and her son, and she's telling him, but I really want to go in. How am I going to go in? And he's like, I don't know what to do for you, Ummi. You know, I'm really sorry. So I was like, you know what? I'll take your mother in and meet us back in a little bit. So I take her in, we go in the wheelchair. And for my disappointment, they decided to close the Rawdah half an hour early that day because it was so crowded. People had started to come back from Mecca and from Mina, you know. And my heart just sunk. Like, I was like, is Allah not happy with me? Is that it? I'm not going to be able, you know, to go and give proper salams to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I went out with her and, you know, and she was so sad. So I told her son, like, meet me tomorrow, inshallah, after Salat al-Fajr, and I will take her in. I went back to the hotel very, very sad. And I was like, I have to come back early the next day. I went the next morning and may Allah forgive me. A part of me wanted not to find her because I wanted to spend those last minutes just for myself with Rasulullah Sallam. I wanted to visit. I wanted to sit and make dua. You never know when you're going to come back again. And I went there and I prayed Fajr, looked for her. She wasn't there. And I was like, you know what? I'll just give her 5 more minutes so that I don't have that guilt on me. So I went back again out after I prayed Fajr, looked for her and she was not there. And I'm standing waiting for her and I'm thinking, okay, great. I'm going to be able to really just worship on my own. And the hardness is still there in my heart. And I overhear the same scenario that happened last night, another elder lady, and this time they're leaving. And she tells her son, I can't believe I came here and I couldn't even go inside the masjid and greet Rasulullah. And inside of me, I start remembering the words of Sheikh Shadi and words of servitude. It's not just about being upright. It's not just about your worship, but serving others. And immediately I start feeling guilty and I'm like, should I tell her I'll take her in? Should I just go and enjoy myself? And then I was like, I can't. So I told the brother, I will take her in and meet us in another 3 hours or so. I take the elder lady and she was very, you know, very, very old. So she couldn't handle sitting in the chair. And as soon as we go in, they put us in this very tight, like, you know, the passage that's between the columns there. And they make us stand there for about almost 2 hours. So subhanAllah, because of that, you know, I'm stuck. There's wheelchairs behind me on my left. There's the pillars on my right side. There's nowhere for me to go except to be in this place. And there's a Quran next to me. So I pick up the Quran and I start reading the first juz. Finish the first juz, second juz, finish the Baqarah, going to Ali Imran. And I'm like, subhanAllah, if I was not put here, I would have never read that much Quran. Eventually, they start opening the door for us, and she's getting very tired, she's cranky, she's very upset, people are pushing us, bumping us with the wheelchairs, and the hardness is still there. Finally, we get to the Rauda, and they have this whole entire area that's just cordoned for people who are in wheelchairs. And they take her from me and they let her pray. And I'm not talking about like a rope or something. I'm talking about like a real cordon. So nobody's pushing you. Nobody's shoving you. You have your own area. And I'm standing waiting and I'm thinking to myself, am I going to be able even to pray? Because I can't leave her. And then all of a sudden, this lady calls me. She's like, "You, come over here. Go inside and pray with her." And subhanAllah, my heart at that moment just melted. That moment was like when I understood, as I took her and she was crying and I am crying. When you serve people, that's when your heart cracks. That's when the harshness opens up and the light goes through into your heart. The entire time we're walking out, she's crying, making dua for me. I'm crying, making dua for her, because of her, I was able to pray in this very special place without being pushed or shoved for the last moments before I leave Medina. I was able to read so much Quran and be in this special place because of that service, right? And doesn't end here, we're leaving. And as I'm getting closer to the door, I'm thinking to myself, how am I gonna pull her down the ramp? There is no way I was gonna be able to do it. She's, an elder lady, the wheelchair is very heavy, and the ramp, I've seen people like, I'm gonna either fall or she's gonna fall from me. And I'm crying, but I'm thinking like, how am I gonna do this? And there weren't that many people around. And subhanAllah, we get right outside and I bend down, I'm putting her shoes on and then I'm getting my shoes. And as I'm bending down, my eyes, like I see a couple of feet coming from inside women, and my eye just like kind of like fell on someone's feet over there in the back. And I didn't eye contact with this lady. There was no gesture to show that I even needed help. And subhanAllah, wallahu al-azim, I'm getting up and somebody grabs the wheelchair from next to me and I look up and it's that lady that I was looking at. She comes, just takes the chair, goes down the ramp. And I'm standing there thinking to myself, like, how did she know that this lady needed help? How did she know that I needed help? I walked down to her down the steps and I'm like, how did you know I was going to ask you? She just smiled at me and she walked away. SubhanAllah. And to me, I just think like, this is like the reward of servitude. When you really serve others, when you really put others' needs ahead of yours, and you understand it's not just about me worshiping and me praying, but it's me also helping others. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really gives you that fatah, gives you that light, and sends you those who will aid you, inshallah.